Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number we've got full lines right now, but you can jump on here in a minute, 866-444-3478. I've got some things to catch up with you on, but we're going to go to the phones first and catch up. Rose in Whitney, you are first up. Hey, Rose.
Hello, howdy. God bless. All right. I want to know about, so you could keep animals from brushing up against young trees. They're just going to be too rough, right?
Keeping animals away from trees when they really need to do that is kind of tough. And about the only thing that really works is a physical barrier. One of the things that we've done to keep it sort of works with beavers, not all the time. I had one commercial project where I did this, and the beaver crawled up over the top of it and ate, bit the, you know, chewed the tree down above the protection. And what we used, and what it is really good to use, is the fabric of a chain link fence. You know what I'm talking about? And just wrap it around the tree loosely so it's not tight against the tree or anything. And that would keep any kind of deer or any kind of animal from coming over and rubbing on it. You could do it with any chicken wire or things that are flimsier, but the strong, the heft of the gauge of chain link fence material actually works the best.
The metal chain link fence. Okay.
Yeah, the fabric part, you know, that goes between the posts.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, I have another question.
Okay.
Last week I was listening to you and I heard you talk, but I didn't get all the details about the big black bug that has an eye on it. Well, this last week I was outside and I had a black hat on, and I have a story about wearing black. But anyway, it attacked it just like, you know, banged into my head and then bounced on the ground. And I looked at it and everything. I was wondering, did you say that was poisonous or aggressive?
No, it's just kind of an interesting bug. It doesn't even hurt plants very much. The click beetles in general are in that category, but the eye elater, which is what you're talking about, it has two big false eyes on the back of its pronotum, behind its head, and it's a really cool-looking bug. It will eat the fruit of, if a bird has pecked a hole in fruit, it'll eat the sweet things, nectar and sweet part of fruits, but it's not a pest. It won't attack and hurt plants that much itself, but it has that really cool ability. If you try to touch it or whatever, it snaps and flies up in the air. It has the ability to do that as a way of getting away from pests, I guess is why it developed, but it's kind of an interesting thing to see. That's why they're called click beetles.
Okay, and then I had this experience of I had bees for a while, and I went to bee meetings, and I remember them telling me that we shouldn't wear really dark colors. They don't like it. And one time I was out there and they were attacking my animals, my flock. And I went out there and they attacked me. They bit me 5 times on the head and I had a black hat on. It was early spring. And so I'm just thinking, I guess you should avoid dark colors lots in the early spring and everything. Just save your dark colors for the winter, maybe.
Well, I've never heard dark colors attracting them. I've always, been under the assumption that just the opposite, that the bright colors, yellows and reds and all, would attract them more than dark colors. So that's an interesting thing to hear that you experienced.
Yeah. Well, they were kind of aggressive, so I had someone help me get them off the property, too.
Yeah. Well, sorry you had to do that, but...
Yeah, right. Well, thank you. Appreciate all you do for us. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rose.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. All right. Let's see what Dee is up to in St. Augustine, Florida. Hi, Dee.
Hi there.
What's up?
I am trying to help my kids who just bought their first house, and they absolutely know nothing about yards and whatnot, but they bought a half acre.
Oh, great.
It's in Central Florida, so the soil is real sandy, and their house faces west, and they would like to put a tree out there or two, but the septic tank is located somewhere in the front yard. Is there anything that can be planted near a septic tank that won't interfere with it?
Well, it's kind of like I was talking to a previous caller. The problem is not what goes into the septic system, unless you're using really nasty chemicals inside the house to get flushed down in the toilets and everything. It's the water, it's the moisture level that stays there that's the problem. So you have to look at the trees that can stand to grow in water. There's a shrub, it's a big shrub, it's a beautiful plant that could actually take that condition, that's called button bush. It's on our website. It's in all my plant books. It's one of my favorite plants. That's a bog-type plant. It can also adapt to just regular moisture soil. So it's kind of interesting. But, of course, in that category would be willows and balsaipress and, trees like that that can actually grow in a wet situation. Those would be the ones that would be the easiest to grow in an area that's going to be staying on the moist side.
Yeah, she was just concerned that the roots would get into the septic tank or the septic system somehow and create a problem.
Yeah, I don't know about that part of it. That'd be something to talk to the septic system people about and get their recommendations about how far to stay away from it. That could be a possible issue.
Okay. And one thing before I let you go, I'm pulling squash out of my garden. And it's seen better days. Can I put that in the composter, even though it might have some powdery mildew or whatever on it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Any kind of squash, melons, pumpkins are wonderful in the compost pile, even if they've started to rot. They really are liked by the microbes that you have in the compost pile. Good for earthworm castings beds, too. Yeah.
Well, that's where they'll go today, then.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. We've got some people calling that are not getting through because David has vanished. I hope he hadn't been kidnapped. I don't know where he is, but whoever you are that called, and try again. He'll be back in there in a second. Yeah, he just walked back in, so give us a call again. Debbie, in the meantime, and Irving's turn. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Good, good. I'm the container lady in Irving, the container grower.
Okay.
Everything I have is in containers. I sent you some pictures.
Uh-huh.
And I did kind of an experiment. I've never grown bush beans before. And so I got one of those big grow bags. And lo and behold, it was very successful. And I got beans. And I'm like, oh, I should have done more of these. So it stopped, flowering, stopped producing beans. And I just kind of watered it every once in a while, and I was going to pull it up and maybe, do something or do more beans maybe. But lo and behold, I look at my leaves, and I can't tell if this is mosaic virus or some other kind of fungal thing. And it's not all of the leaves, and it's some of the new growth. They're mottled, and some of them are almost white.
Okay. Well, that may be a mosaic virus. It's not a worry. We've got an organic solution to it, and it's called hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
So what we first used, we came up with a hunch and helped a truck farmer with a squash planting that he had that was attacked by mosaic virus. Mosaic virus really doesn't hurt the plants. It just it's a cosmetic thing, and it would hurt if you're trying to sell.
Yeah. Yeah, the leaves are in perfect. There's no bites.
Yeah, no, it's mosaic virus.
Wider. Okay.
Just put the hydrogen peroxide with water, 50-50, or mix it better still with Garrett juice. Let the Garrett juice function as the water, and still a 50-50 deal. The Garrett juice will be already mixed in a ready to go mixture, and spray that, and it'll get rid of that It's a virus, and that's how we determined that we could control other viruses on plants that the, you know, a lot of the university people unfortunately tell you there's no cure for. Well, there is, and it's called hydrogen peroxide.
Awesome. Well, you know, and I just looked, and this morning I've got new little pretty lilac blossoms and some tiny little beans and even new leaf growth. And I thought, oh, I'm going to have to pull this up, but let me ask Howard first. He'll know.
Well, you can do either one. You can maybe get another round of production out of the beans that are there, but you can also plant new beans, a whole new crop now, and you can do another one in a month or so. That's one thing you can do with bush beans that you can't do with the other vegetables as much.
Awesome.
I'm going to have to go unless you had something else.
No, that was it. Thank you, Howard. Have a good
I appreciate the call. Call us again. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's see where we are. We're going to go to Farmersville. By the way, on insect identification, we've had a lot of people send in plant and insect identification. Somebody sent me one picture of a bug last week that looked like had a little bit of an appearance of a lady beetle, but not exactly. And it stumped me a little bit. I've been doing quite a bit of research on it, and it looks like it's one of the it's a funny name, handsome fungus beetles. It was a red and black, very interesting looking bug. And apparently, I'm still doing research on them, exactly what they do, but apparently they feed on mold and fungus, which would not make them a pest. So if you're listening, if you're the person that sent me that picture, I'll continue to get a little bit more information. But it looks like it may be, if not a handsome fungus beetle, a closely kin, something in that same group, and may not be a pest at all. It may not be as helpful as a lady beetle, but it may not be a bad guy either. It's Carl's turn, calling from Farmersville, Texas. Hello, Carl.
Hello, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What can we do for you today?
I remember you saying having lava sand. I had three big flower pots and put a bunch of lava sand in there. I've got the black gumbo here in Farmers Branch.
Right.
About to make another batch of flower pots. The first year I had the lava sand in the big ones. It didn't seem to hold the water enough, so I added more the next year. What kind of percentage would be a good starting point of lava sand to our black gumbo?
Well, in a pot where, you know, you're really not dealing with a budget issue, I would make the lava sand about 25%, as high as 25% of the mix. You could go lower than that and save a little money, and it'd probably work almost as well. But I think you could go as high as 25% without doing any damage at all. The only possible risk here is if you add so much lava sand to your potting soil and it already had a tendency to hold water anyway, it could possibly hold water too much, too long a period of time. So start off by start with that 25% more or less. That's an easy one to figure in your volume work there and see how that works for you.
Okay.
All right.
I prefer your guesses to other people's facts.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Carl. Bye-bye. I appreciate it. Let's see who is next. William, Fort Worth, Texas. Hi, William.
Hello. I had a question about getting some bugs in my vegetable garden. Something's eating my green bean leaves off. I don't know if it's a rabbit or bugs. I'm not finding them.
Okay.
And then on potatoes, they're hitting potatoes. First, I thought it was ladybugs when I saw them, and then they, about 3 or 4 days later, they were just huge red bugs.
Yeah, it sounds like a potato beetle that you had there. You can use the repellents and help some, the garlic sprays and garlic pepper tea, if you need to kill some that are actually eating. And you see them out there, you could go up to the step of using 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water or per gallon of Garrett juice, and those would take care of the situation. On the green beans, if they're eating big hunks of the plant, you know, leaves and stems, it could possibly be a rabbit or a rat or a mouse, some kind of a rodent. And if that's the case, you need to get some kind of a repellent, castor oil-based repellent one of the Scram products or something like that. We get some good reports of people using human hair to repel some of the beasts that you might be dealing with, too. Just sprinkle human hair, get from a barbershop or, collect your own or whatever, and sprinkle it around the plants that are a problem. And sometimes that works very well.
So the pepper wouldn't work on that?
The garlic pepper tea would function as a repellent. It's not going to kill them. And it might work as a repellent if it's one of those animals eating, not an insect, but an animal. The garlic pepper tea, for example, works really well on raccoons. We've had more than one report of people spraying their garbage cans with garlic pepper tea when they had been having trouble with raccoons, and the raccoon problem went away from using garlic pepper tea. So that'd be a possibility. The only problem with garlic pepper.
I haven't found the pepper. I've found the garlic spray, but I haven't found a garlic pepper spray.
That's what I was going to mention. That's the only, it's frustrating as it can be. There is not a commercial garlic pepper tea product on the market right now. You have to buy the garlic like you did and just put a couple of the hottest peppers you can find into a blender and blend it into a liquid, strain the solids out, turn that into your gallon concentrate of hot, and use hot peppers, habanero or, something really hot.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right, I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, and the formula for garlic and garlic pepper tea and all of my formulas, the tree trunk goop and Garrett juice and everything, is on dirtdoctor.com. It's right under guides, all in capital letters, on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Ted, we'll go to you. I still need to catch up on a few things. If you want to try to get in here for the end of the show, it's 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees?
The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's DirtDoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant, like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Yeah, I'm having fun looking at this fungus beetle. It's also, it's got a bunch of names, silken fungus beetle and this and that and the other kind of fungus beetle. But the two most interesting names are pleasing fungus beetle and handsome fungus beetle. And they're very colorful. They're all kind of colors and different looks. It's an amazing group of insects that appear to be not pests, because they only eat mold and fungus, so they're not hurting plants. It doesn't look like. I'm still working on it, though. Anybody knows more about it than that, let me know. Let's see whose turn it is. Ted Milford, Delaware. Hi, Ted.
Good morning. First, I want to thank you for your advice last year. I called about my pin oak and my tulip poplar.
Okay.
And it had soot on the tulip poplar and a lot of dieback on pin oak, and said, you know, remove the flare or expose the flare, which we did, which was a lot of work because I have about 10 of those pin oaks out there.
Uh-huh.
But the one that I thought last year was going to be this year's firewood has branched out new branches, new leaves.
Great.
And yeah, I thought it was a dead, I thought that one was a goner. So we did what you did, we asked us to do, and it really worked. Now, my present problem is a black stems on tomato plants.
Black stems?
Yes. Yeah. Huh. Well, the stems on the tomato plants are turning black. They have, like, black streaks in it.
Well, it doesn't sound good. How's the foliage look?
Some of it is starting to turn, but most of it is, you know, not bad.
Is there any crinkling of the leaves?
Not yet.
Okay. That may be viral, but it's probably bacterial. I would do the hydrogen peroxide. I'd mix it with Garrett juice and do the hydrogen peroxide 50-50 mixed with Garrett juice. And I would also put cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, in the soil and work it gently around in the soil. It may be, you know, the disease may be gone too far, but that'll help you with any other crops that you might put in that area if it doesn't work out. But give the hydrogen peroxide and cornmeal a shot. Maybe we can turn them around.
All right, thank you. And real quick, I have woodpeckers, you know, putting multiple holes in trees. Is that going to damage the tree? It doesn't look pretty, but, you know.
Yes, it does. You know, drilling holes in a tree damages a tree, no question about it. But here's the thing.
Okay.
That's a dead giveaway that that tree's in stress. Is it on some of the trees where you've exposed the flare already?
It is. We put every tree I have here, we've exposed the flares. I don't know if the holes were from last year.
They probably were. I don't think that the bird will bother you anymore. Smear some tree trunk goop, the formula is on my website, on those holes, and keep an eye on whether there's any new holes appearing. I think you'll see there won't be any at all since you're doing the sick tree treatment to the trees.
Okay, and one last quick one. Is there a natural remedy for termites?
Yeah, beneficial nematodes in the soil are very effective for them. You can also treat the wood that is exposed to termites with one of the boric acid products, one of the borate products. You can also, and there's university research behind this, you can also treat wood that's susceptible to termites with hot pepper. Really hot pepper juice, liquids soaked into the wood repel termites beautifully.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your advice.
I appreciate the call. One thing, Nick, I'll be right with you, but one thing I want to make sure get in today, there's a lot of information on our website, not just about plants and insects and diseases and things like that, but about organic information. The Torque, the whole Torque website has research and data about the things that we recommend and don't recommend, white papers and research and all that backing up both things, the good things and the bad too. We also have on DirtDoctor.com the information about retail stores that carry at least some organic products. We have a list of landscape contractors that do at least some organic stuff, so we help to try to get people together that way. We encourage people to let us know if they know about retail stores or distributors or contractors that are into organics, so we can, you know, make that information available to more people by putting it on the website. We are back in the speaking and consultation business. I am doing in-person stuff. We have been for a long time, but I'm doing Zoom and in-person stuff. If you want information about the consulting fees and the way it works and that sort of thing, whether you have a farm, ranch, landscape, greenhouse operations, or whatever, you can call the same number. David's been giving out, telling people that we've had several people call today about how to get registered, certified by Torque and recertified and all that. And it's the same number for all of those questions during the week. It's the phone number for the show. It's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. But if you're interested in that, if you're interested in setting up an appointment to come by and see my art, the Natural Organic Art Studio, I've got a lot of new stuff. I'm schizophrenic. I'll be working on three or four pieces at one time, and then I'll go several weeks without doing anything, and then I'll get back to doing it again. I'm doing a couple of new styles now that I'm really happy about. And we've sold a lot of stuff. we're leaving the art that we've sold on the catalog. It's you go to the red button at the top of the page at dirtdoctor.com, and it says buy books, art, and class. Well, that art is the art I'm talking about. You click on it, you go into the catalog that shows you all the stuff that has sold, and it shows you all the stuff that's still available, what the specs are, what I painted it with, what kind of canvas or board it's on, and the sizes, whether it's framed or not, and all that kind of thing, and the price, of course. So if you're interested in seeing it in person, you can actually set up an appointment to do that as well. I enjoy showing off that in our little mini arboretum that we have at the same location. So it's all right there on dirtdoctor.com, the red button right at the top of the page. Here is Nick in Sandwich, Illinois. Hey, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Garrett. Hey, Dr. Garrett, I was wondering about, is green sand supplemental? Can you switch green sand in for, like, lava sand? I'm having trouble finding lava sand.
Yeah, you can. In fact, I used to recommend it ad nauseum, and I still do recommend it. We went through a period of time, Nick, where the green sand that's available down here wasn't available all of a sudden. And there were some new sources, and there was a little bit of concern about the heavy metals in it. That has apparently been proven to be not a big concern. You always have some level of heavy metals in any of the rock minerals, background amounts of, you know, things that sound pretty awful, like arsenic and lead and zinc and things that we don't want too much of, boron, things like that. But real low background levels is perfectly natural and helpful and not a problem at all. So y'all have one called Jersey Green Sand in your part of the world. It's probably in the stores there, would be my guess. And it's fine. I don't have any problem with it at all.
Okay. And the other thing is, what if, like, I'm getting a lot of, like, some of these potting mixes have a lot of perlite in it. Seems to be like a common use for some of the soils I'm able to get around
right
here.
Well, perlite and vermiculite are not the end of the world. They're not my favorite. I like the granite and lava sand and azomite and things like that. But perlite's okay. I propagate things in perlite sometimes because it's so lightweight and it is really good for propagation. But it's manufactured, you know, it's made by heating a volcanic or mica type material and exploding it into what you see as the perlite. And it has pretty high levels of fluoride in it, and some people can be allergic to it. So But on the other hand, they're okay to use too. You don't want to be breathing the dust of perlite or vermiculite or diatomaceous earth or any of the rock minerals. You know, if it's a fine texture stuff, you don't want to be breathing that. But other than that, there's not a huge worry at all.
Okay. And then, like, I found the azomite on the shelf at the store.
Oh, good.
So, like, if I added the green sand and the azomite, like, I actually found some of the seaweed, pretty much all the parts to the Garrett juice.
Right.
You know, to the Garrett juice mixtures and to the different supplements that you have in your soil mixes. But if I add it to some of this stuff that has the perlite, is it going to be a problem?
No.
I like the stuff that they're selling in the bags that has, bat guano and earthworm castings already in it.
That's fine.
It's a real good mix.
I've got perlite in my garden, and when I buy plants from wholesale growers and all, a lot of them have perlite in. I can't avoid it, so I end up with having some of it in my garden too. I'd rather not, to be honest with you, but it's not the end of the world either. You neutralize it by using the things that I do recommend. You just add them as additional supplements with the perlite and the vermiculite and all those things. Okay.
So it's a manufactured natural, like a natural product. So it's not necessarily
right.
so it's not necessarily like a toxic product. I was afraid for the many years. I thought it was kind of toxic, but
not really. Other than the fluoride that's in it, I don't like fluoride and chlorine at all. You know, if you've been listening to me, you know that I don't like those things, and they can be give people allergic reactions and so forth. But as far as being toxic to food crops that you're growing or anything like that, that's not a worry.
Okay, that was my next thing was. It's not going to be a problem for consumption.
No.
Awesome. Cool. Then thank you. Well, happy summer.
Okay, you too.
We got another few weeks, but, you know, calendar summer, happy summer. So awesome. Well, thank you so much, and we'll call you here in a little bit.
Okay, Nick. Thanks. Talk to you later. We may have time for one or two more. I'm not sure what is going to happen here. One thing that I never got around to telling you. Couple of things, really. Somebody called and asked about flowering ground covers. What would be some good flowering ground covers? Let me take this break, and I'll do that, and I'll also, and I promise I'll do it, talk about the mosquito program as it we recommend that the way it has developed now, what will probably give you the best results when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478, right after this.
Crazy water is what I drink. You should too. Crazy water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for the health and body balance you need. You can buy Crazy Water at retailers across Texas or go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a nearby store. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy. Website drinkcrazywater.com.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Well, I know some of you will be shocked, but as promised, I'm going to talk about the mosquito thing as I promised to do. The mosquito control program, first of all, you have to understand something. That nothing is 100%. The spraying the toxic chemicals, of course, we don't recommend in any shape, form, or fashion, and that includes the pyrethrum products, the natural toxic killing sprays, because they're dangerous for you. They cause allergies. They can make allergy problems worse than they already were if you have allergies. Really bad for kids with asthma and things like that, so we don't recommend those misting systems, that mist all the time. I think that's the worst thing there is. But what we do recommend that will work better than anything, because you're changing what you do. Mosquitoes are incredibly adaptable by changing what, they can put up with. And so if you do just one thing, the same thing over and over again, whatever it is, they will to a degree get used to it. So the program that we recommend is to change your spray often as you can, and changing it every time you spray is the best thing. And what we currently recommend is cedar oil, one spray, the next spray, garlic oil, the next spray, BTI, which is the natural bacillus that kills mosquitoes, black flies, and fungus gnats, and then the fourth one, oil of lemon eucalyptus. Now, I don't have a problem with mosquitoes biting. They get on me, but they don't bother me any. My wife has a terrible time with them, and she's used a lot of things. She's, I think, probably Steve's is her favorite own skin product. Bob Webster, I was talking to him on his show yesterday about this same subject, and he likes the Murphy's Natural Eucalyptus own skin product. DEET is a horrible product that we don't recommend that you use at all, by the way, if you haven't heard that from me before. But any of the lemon oil products would probably be fine. There's two different kinds of lemon oil out there, and there's a little bit of debate about which one's best. But cedar oil, garlic, BTI, and spray the whole property with it, and the oil of lemon eucalyptus, the spray program, and then the own skin thing, whatever you find that works the best for you. Now, the next subject that I promised to cover was flowering ground covers. But Sandy is calling about flowering plant recommendations, so I'm just going to talk to her, and then we'll add to it if she's not the one that called earlier and left me the question. Hi, Sandy.
Hello. We're looking at moving to a place that's got quite an overhang over two patios, and I expect no direct sunlight. There's been so much rain, I haven't seen whether there will be any sunlight at all. I mean, there will be daylight, but very little on one of the patios. We want to grow productive food, but we can't do anything off the patio. We'd be very happy if we could have flowers, especially of a height that they could be cut flowers for arrangements. And I've heard that blues, purples, and whites are for shady plantings, but I have no idea what plants to look for. And if I want to grow my one tomato plant that's potted, I might have to bring it inside to a grow light if that would actually work for it. Or do you think indirect light would be enough for a tomato plant?
Tomato plants really, really require very high levels of light, so it's tough. The grow lamp is something you're going to need if it's not getting direct sun. Yeah.
Okay. We have an offer of a mother-in-law plant, a beautiful, tall, speared kind of plant.
Wonderful, wonderful choice. I love Sansevieria. They don't flower, or at least none of mine have ever flowered, but there's many sizes. Some are variegated and some are solid dark green, and I love them. I think they're terrific. We use them more than any other interior plant ourselves. Another plant you can use in a shady situation that might surprise you is aloe vera, and the aloe vera is a useful plant, and it also will flower, and the flowers are beautiful, but they're also edible. Like you mentioned, the dark flowers will bloom in the shade, things like Turk's cap, dark red, and then the reds of the blues would be salvia, things like big blue and black and blue and those kind of plants. But any of the plants that have the darker, the blue flowers will do pretty well in your situation. The food crops that you can...
I was wondering about something common like bachelor's buttons. Would they work?
I've never grown bachelor's button other than throwing out some seed to try, you know, half-heartedly to try them. I think that they're going to need more direct sunlight for you. So try some of those other things that we're talking about. Some of the sedums, even though they like full sun, I was going to mention them as one of the flowering ground covers when I got into that anyway. That would be something that you might look into a little bit. Like I said, the Turk's cap will definitely bloom in the shade. And the petunia, the little dwarf Mexican petunia, will, and it has a pink or a purple flower, will do that. Let me put you on hold because I got to cover a couple of things, Sandy, that I promised here. For people who want flowering ground covers, look at horse herb, little yellow flowers. It'll grow in sun or shade. With the wild violets, a lot of people consider as weeds, but I think they're great, and they'll bloom for you in the shade and as a ground cover. Flowering thyme, creeping thyme, is a wonderful ground cover for full sun, and it'll bloom beautifully, beautifully for you. And then there's probably a few others as well. Look at my books, any of my plant books cover the different categories, trees, shrubs, ground covers, and vines, and I'll talk about whether they flower or not in all of my publications, and all that information is on dirtdoctor.com as well. I've enjoyed being with you. We had a lot going on today, and we'll see you next week.